This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Is a female fox a ewe? Because David sent a bunch of fox ewes. I don't know. This show is all foxed up. You so fancy. Look at you. You drink your tea with your pinky out, with your trout
That's
roe.
Right.
Jackie said that means it's trout eggs.
Yeah, that's what roe is.
What the?
That's what caviar is.
What the?
It's an embarrassing display.
You're embarrassing.
Salmon roe?
You're embarrassing this whole show.
That's not a pizza.
I'm just into food. Y'all aren't into food. I get it.
Okay.
That's fine, but don't call it a pizza. It's not a pizza.
Hey, Totino still has those 99-cent pizzas.
Oh, good one. But that's not a pizza. Don't call it that. You can eat whatever you want, but don't lie and call it a pizza just because it's circular
I can't help it. Hey, listen. Y'all just go ahead and start hating on all of Eric Sandler's work. That's fine. That's fine.
What?
That's fine. Eric Sandler would disagree with you.
Hmm.
He takes the same pictures, he eats the same stuff, and he's like, oh, this is good. And then y'all are like, you don't know what you're talking about, Eric Sandler. Put some Alfredo sauce on it.
I'm simply saying, he asked me if I was going to be adventurous, what pizza would have.
John, I can't believe you co-signed Alfredo sauce on a pizza.
He said adventurous.
Chicago.
That's what I'm saying.
I said that would be as adventurous as I'd get.
Yeah, I don't do
putting
it.
Putting trout eggs on crap. What the?
It's a pita. It's a pita bread with some trout eggs on it. That's what it is.
You know what that is?
It's not pizza.
You know what that is? That's a ladies' lunch is what that is.
I guess Rosie Cannonball won't be advertising with us now.
Did you have a little?
Slaughtered them without having any food.
No.
I didn't say it wasn't good.
Eat there one time and y'all are trying to crush the place.
You and your wife went to a little ladies' lunch. Did you split the check?
No, we had meatballs and polenta.
Did you leave like 14%?
Meatballs and polenta.
Terrible.
Rosie, whatever you called it.
No, it was me and Chris
probably
Sola,
have fine food.
So we just go down the middle. We don't do the lady move of like, okay, I'll have separate checks here.
Yes.
It's just like this. This is what you do.
Throw it down.
And you throw your credit card down, and he does. You went down the middle? No, $47.53. Yeah, down. Why are you asking me this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you know what? If the other guy gets something, you know, there's just that sad feeling. If the other guy was like, had something, you know, was drinking way more than you, then you're just kind of screwed. So sometimes you got to drink harder just to make the bill.
Hey, John.
Well, in our
group,
we don't do it that way. You buy, I buy. You buy, I buy. The problem is we go out with one guy that gets a double monkey shoulder. You know what double monkey shoulder is compared to Coors Light?
No.
It's really, really flipping expensive. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
An expensive scotch that...
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. No.
But that's. I make him.
You're buying. You're buying again. This is your turn again.
Hey, John. Tomorrow, for Prime, I'm going to bring in a cake. I call it a cake, but really, it's just going to be Hawaiian sweet rolls with Nutella spread on it.
Okay,
but that's a cake.
That's a cake.
I'm bringing a cake
because he's basic.
You guys are so basic. I won't even try.
Allison Footer says, I know it's the cool and hip thing to dump on the media, Lance, and paint reporters as petty and whatever else makes the general public feel better about itself, but the reality is the majority have integrity and are above this juvenile nonsense.
We're just working off of actual historical norms. I don't remember Bill.
Bill Conklin.
Bill Conklin. I just wanted to make sure that no one ever gets a unanimous Hall of Fame. No one ever should. So I voted no. What? What kind of rationale is that? That's the kind of stuff you had to deal with. No, I don't think. Now, maybe, like I said, maybe it's changed. But to act like there's never. We can get Richard Justice on the phone.
Let's get Allison Footer on.
Yeah, get her on the phone. To act like there's no such thing as media holding, having any. That's not doing your job, okay? So if Allison says yes to that, that means that she's saying media members aren't doing their job. Because it's your job to just answer, who's the best pitcher? That's what Cy Young is. It shouldn't be about anything else at all. But I got to be honest with you, there have been times where baseball media has been holier than now. With Hall of Fame voting, we see it. And these are the best of the best players we've seen them with that kind of stuff. So they wouldn't have any
bias about a guy that they don't like? Really?
Oh, well, and maybe it's changed some. Maybe, but it back in the day, they were petty.
It was real bad.
Ted Williams didn't win the MVP when he hit 406 because the media hated him.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
a while back, and so maybe things have changed, but I don't know. I don't think it will. I think he's going to win, too. I think she's probably right. To act like there's no chance that the media – I'm not trying to dump on the media or paint reporters as petty. I'm saying baseball has had a history of it with the old-school reporters, and I don't even think that's a reach.
No, it's true. It's real. Factual. No, that is real. That is real. But if you want to paint it then as petty, then whatever. She said – that's what she said. I'm trying to get her on. We'll see if we can't get her on the show. Scrunchy. We haven't talked to Scrunchy in a long time.
Well, here, Stadium. Stadium.
I don't know what the hell that is.
They brought up, could Justin Verlander, and Steve Phillips talked about this, could Justin Verlander lose Cy Young because of the treatment of the media? See, I'd never even really thought about that, to be honest with you. I mean, to me, that was a blip on the radar. That was something you talk about, and it's over, and it shouldn't have an impact. But once somebody brought it back up, I had to think, is there any chance that three or four media members might dislike Justin Verlander enough to say, you know what, let's give it to Cole, because it's close. And Verlander's won Cy before, and they could do that.
Yeah. Laramie Tunsil was limited at practice. We got to get back to, have we even mentioned the Texans in the first?
Nope.
No. Well, you tried to not be terrible to Bill O'Brien.
Well, I was not terrible to Bill O'Brien. I was sympathetic that he's still learning.
Okay.
He's learning. Scrunchy says, yeah, we'll get her in the next segment. We'll call you in about 6 minutes. I was sympathetic to Bill O'Brien because he's learning his craft, okay? So you two can stop harping on how he has minimal clock management skills.
Minimal would be a compliment.
Well, see, that's ugly when people make mistakes, Dell. Do you never make a mistake?
I make mistakes.
Lance makes mistakes every time he goes out and orders Trout Roll Pizza.
Oh, well, there it is.
All right.
There it is.
There you go.
Like I said, they ain't going to be having you guys at all. That's
once again, it's insulting that you would even call it pizza.
You don't mention that I ordered meatballs with polenta.
What's the picture you took of? What is the picture you highlighted on your Instagram?
That's one.
Was it of meatballs and polenta or of that non-pizza pizza?
You didn't even taste it. You're like my kids.
I didn't say it tastes bad.
Dell's like,
actually,
by touching it on
his
tongue.
The best part
that's how my kids try food.
You know, the best part of Lance is? He doesn't listen. That's why I'm so upset with him all the time. I didn't say it tastes bad. I said, don't call it pizza.
Why?
It's not pizza.
What is your definition?
Well, no, here's
it's limited sauce. Ask
you know why?
What is pizza in Italy?
You know
what is pizza in Italy? Does it have a bunch of stuff on it?
No, it doesn't. It's plain. But here's the deal.
And there's not a lot of sauce on it.
You know why it tastes bad? You know why it tastes bad?
Why did it taste bad?
Because it could be pepperoni.
No, I would have eaten that too. I'm going to get that too. I've had pepperoni pizza. I've had great pepperoni pizza.
Not there. Not at Rosie Cannonball's.
I'm going to go
again. Now it's wasted. You ruined it.
No, I want to try all the different stuff. I've had pepperoni pizza.
You know what? I would every bite I was taking of that tuna trout roe thing.
You didn't take any.
Tuna road.
You didn't take any.
Whatever the hell it's called.
Because you won't order that. You're too scared.
You know what? Every bite I was taking, I'd say, this sucks because I could have pepperoni right now.
Look, my only complaint is you can call it pita bread with some, what was it? Trout roe. And I'd be like, okay, whatever. Eat what you eat. Don't call that. Don't besmirch pizza like that.
Tuna road. It's
trout roe.
Whatever. I mean.
Like I said.
Scrunchy's
I can't
next.
Do anything with you.
I'm done with you. Scrunchy's next right here on ESPN 97.5. What I need you to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag. Right now, the Cougs are +5. I would jump on that if I were you. I'm on the site right now. You should see. Guys, it's unbelievable. Everything that you could possibly. Now it's football season, so you're going to bet football. You know football. You love football. You like to play. You like to watch. When you're watching, you got a little something on it. While you're watching, in the middle of the game, you see something happen. Dell jumped on it the other day. Okay? The quarterback for the Jets gets hurt. Guess what? Dell cashes in. Dell makes money off of Trevor Siemian being out for the season.
I was like, hey, man, I know your ankle sucks, but I'm going to cash in.
You know what? I'm sure. That is a mercenary. But you know what? Oh, well, somebody's got to make money off it. Might as well be Dell, right? And it might as well be you. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. They will match up to $1,000 of your initial deposit. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Houston is all systems go.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Our guys can sure hit a ton.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 8:15. John and Lance, along with Dell. When was the last time we talked to Scrunchy? Allison Footer joining us right now on ESPN. She was getting a little sassy with people on Twitter.
Was.
So we got to get her in here. Usually, I'm sure she'll get sassy with us, usually, like she usually does.
I'm the one who's getting... I got a little sassy with some anti-Astro fan. Just said...
Who could be an anti-Astro?
This is what I said, and we'll bring Allison on to react to this. I said... The Astros are a perfect example of how all sports should build a team. Basically,
yes,
something like
yes,
that.
Yes, I saw that.
And that's true. That's mm-hmm. the way that they do it. And some guy goes, oh, yeah, like buy and trade for three great pitchers. Yeah, I said, let's see. I said, Bregman, Correa, Yordan, Altuve, Springer. These are homegrown talents. Then you spend smart money on Marwin.
Yordan
never played an inning for the Dodgers.
No, I know.
Never played an inning. So he is homegrown.
Well,
every minor league, yeah. No, it's true. He signed with them in June and was traded in August of the same month.
What?
This other guy tried to say it. Every baseball he's played has been with the Astros organization. Then you had Marwin, Yuli, Morton. Oh, by the way, Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers in the homegrown. You have Yuli, Marwin, Morton.
Not Those Morton. Are, Martin was
no smart. I said, intelligent free agent signings that you have, and then you make wise trades, well timed wise trades where you don't give away your entire farm system. I said that is 100% how you do it. This is 100% how you build it.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with this.
And well, let's see what Scrunchy thinks about that. What's up, Allison?
Okay, well, good talk. Talk to you guys later.
Well, I got a little fired up about it yesterday because this is the way that every team should be building.
Well, but they had, let's not forget that they had to lose 100 games three straight years.
But the tank thing bothers me, Allison, because who were all their great players that they traded away under Jeff Leno? You get Hunter Pence and that's it. I don't. Who else? Who are all these great players they couldn't wait to dump?
Well, Luno didn't trade Hunter Pence. That was years before Luno came on. But, he dumped anybody who was making over $1 million, and the payroll went down to $22 million, I believe, for the 2013 season. So it wasn't so much – it was just anybody who was going to be making any kind of salary or coming into arbitration. It wasn't some – there were no good players on the team. You had a couple. The only issue that I had back then was that I felt that they needed to keep an arm that could absorb 200 innings because I felt like it was being careless in terms of the individual pitchers that they were going to be putting in the rotation who probably weren't up for the task and weren't good enough to be doing what they were going to be asking of them, which could put their careers in jeopardy. So that was my issue back then. In terms of what they did to build the organization, you don't have to have your prospects play for your team. What you need is for every other team to view your prospects as players that they want when you want to go and get the guy that's going to help you win the World Series. And so that's really what happened with Zach Greinke. Like, we don't know what any of those guys are going to be. We just know that the Diamondbacks lopped off the top layer of the Astros farm system, which is going to be pretty painful in a couple of years. But really the important thing was just that they viewed these guys as future major leaguers. Whether or not they turn out to be remains to be seen. Zach Greinke is a guy that can help you win a World Series.
Yeah, what's going to be painful for me is watching Cole pitch for the Angels and for $35 million a year or more, because that's more than likely going to be the case. And you had him here. I don't know. Because I've talked to the York. I've tried – tried to figure out, did you guys try to sign him before? But probably not. Boris wouldn't let him sign last offseason, would he?
I doubt it. And honestly, when they signed Verlander to that two-year extension, they got Cole to kind of replace Keuchel, and they had them playing together for a season. I think they got Greinke to replace Cole. And that's sort of, you can see that trend is how they're doing it. I can't imagine that there's going to be enough money left over for Cole. I mean, everyone thinks it's just a foregone conclusion he's going to the Angels. think there's a lot of teams that are going to be bidding for him. I mean, he is certainly, you know, putting together a Cy Young season as we see, and he is just so locked in. So, yeah, his Boris would never just like, unless Cole wanted to, but if Boris is driving the train, then no, that they go to free agency and they get the highest dollar.
You know, it's funny. We were just talking, do kids or people today look at Cole like we looked at Nolan Ryan or J.R. Richard or, you know, any of the great strikeout pitchers? Because his number now, this is a strikeout era. So do we have to take these strikeout numbers with a little grain of salt?
Yeah, I think we need to take everything with a little grain of salt, which doesn't mean that we need to just be like Debbie Downer on the whole thing. But the strikeouts are up, the home runs are up, the balls are flying. You know, what Yordan Alvarez is doing is unbelievable. Would he be able to still be doing this 20 years ago is very, I mean, that's up for debate. I don't know that we're going to, you know, that kids like down the road are really going to look at Gerrit Cole the way that like our generation looks at J.R. Richard and Nolan Ryan, only because Garrett's not going to be here for that duration of time. So he will be definitely, obviously, you know, very prominent in the record books. But in terms of like how we remember those pitchers, and they pitched for Houston for a really long time. That is part of why we love them so much.
Yeah. Allison Footer with us on ESPN 97.5. Now, you got sassy with people because saying that maybe the media is going to be petty and not vote for Verlander because of that incident that he had with the Detroit writer, but you don't think that's the case. Now, this thing could come down to just a couple of votes, Allison, and I don't know. I think that Verlander's going to run away with it, but it could. And if it did, and a couple of voters said, screw Verlander, you know, back in the day, Ted Williams didn't win the MVP when he hit 406 because writers were petty. Is there any chance that some guys might hold it against Verlander?
No, because I don't really think that this was like some egregious thing that's going to stick out in everyone's mind for the next 10 years. I mean, I heard after that incident happened, somebody say that Verlander's Hall of Fame chances could be affected by this.
Oh, well, that's
so stupid. Let me tell you something. When it comes to, first of all, the people of the BBWAA who are voting for this, it's not like the entire voting body votes for every award. Every chapter has you know, one person that votes for MVP, one person that votes for Cy Young, Rookie of the Year. And these are, you know, people that cover the team every day. And we're not the, you know, the bitter old guys that are still hanging on that still get a Hall of Fame vote. And it just, to me, it's irresponsible. And that's what made me mad is like with the era that we live in, like I get what social media is, but at some point we can't just throw things out there just because people are going to click on it. And yes, I did help move that along by having people click on that.
Well, hold on but a second, though, Allison. You know, like we do, that old school, and we specifically said there is a chance that old, and maybe old school baseball writers aren't around anymore. I don't know. You can answer that better than we can. Are all the beat writers who, like, no one should get a unanimous Hall of Fame. I'm voting against it just on principle. I mean, old school baseball writers were very petty back in the day.
Yes, but they are. You have to the new rule that came out a few years ago is that you have to actually now be a baseball writer to vote for the Hall of Fame. So once you're off the beat for 10 years, you lose your vote, and so that's cleaned it up a lot. And look what happened. Hey, Mariano Rivera was a unanimous election.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that there aren't petty people out there. First of all, the Verlander incident was more the Astros' fault than it was Justin Verlander's fault. So that's number one, and everybody knows that. Number two, it's just like the stupid thing that happened that people will move on from. It wasn't like the world ended. It wasn't like somebody did something so horrible that we have to, you know, take into account some kind of character clause. I mean, they all acted ridiculously. I think that Justin could have handled it more maturely. The Astros certainly could really not have messed it up more, and I think we all know that by now. And then the writer, you know, I mean, he, you know, when it came out, like, why Justin didn't like him, I mean, I just laughed. I'm like, okay. So I think that everyone has kind of moved on from it. And the idea, look, if Gerrit Cole gets votes, it's going to be because Gerrit Cole is unbelievable and he's having, like, a dominant Cy Young season. But J.D. just threw a no-hitter in the middle of this whole thing.
That's,
and
yeah.
I think that kind of sealed it. You know, I
had, before that, I had Cole. Did you have, who'd you have?
Before that, I think that I had them just deadlocked, and I do have a vote, so I'm paying extremely close attention to this. And I think that if Verlander pitches the way he's been pitching, like just really, really solidly, doesn't have a bad outing, I think if Verlander has like one bad outing and Cole does not have any more, then I think that Cole could sneak in there. But that no hitter, I don't know how you don't give it to JV if he's, you know, if he ends strong.
The numbers are still from wins to
well, one more win.
He's still got him in wins, in ERA, in innings pitched to hit. He's still, I mean, there's still some major
whip. He's got him in everything. He's got him
in whip.
Yeah, I think
he's
so.
Below
yeah.
0.90.
Yeah.
Verlander
point
is?
Nine, well, Verlander. Verlander's got,
I mean,
Verlander's,
I was ready to just say Cole, too. And then when you really dig in on Verlander's numbers, it's like, holy crap. I mean, this is, how do you beat Verlander?
But it's almost, any other year, this would be Cole's award. I mean, it's just absolutely stupid. It's just stupid how good these two guys are.
Yeah, and they're feeding off each other. They're competing with each other, which is a benefit to every Astros fan who is hoping that, you know, they carry this through October. So when you have somebody that's breathing down your neck, I mean, these guys are competitors. Doesn't matter who they're competing with. And, you know, it's as good as a competition as you're going to get. And so Gerrit Cole is so locked in. It's just really hard to explain. You know, what we're seeing, because they're both, I mean, they want to win it. Trust me. And Justin Verlander wants to win that Cy Young Award. Mm-hmm. And he's been upset, as we know, in the past when he hasn't won it. And Gerrit Cole going into free agency, I don't know that there's anything better than going into free agency as the Cy Young winner.
Yeah, what did Kate put out? It was a couple of years ago when he didn't win it. Kate was like, whatevs.
Yeah, I can't really say what she actually said, but it was actually pretty funny.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was very, very inappropriate and tacky, but it was
right,
funny.
Right. Yeah. Verlander's whip is 0.79, and
he can't
ridiculous,
beat that.
Ridiculous.
Hey, wait,
Lance brought this up with absolutely no statistical backing up of it, but the Astros have six guys.
And I've been searching. The most I could find was the 27 Yankees had four players with a 900 OPS or better.
900 OPS, six regulars with a 900 OPS right now, Allison. Is this historically one of the great lineups in history?
Oh, I would say so. Yeah, if you can get all these guys healthy and playing at one time, then yes. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt. I think the addition of Alvarez just put that whole thing together. I don't know what you're going to get from Correa offensively, but defensively he's going to be, I think, key in the postseason. But yeah, when you're looking at, you don't have a hole, like there's nobody to get through. Like you go to the number nine hitter and you're like, oh, geez, you know, he's been. I've never seen anything like this, and there have been some really good Astros lineups, as we know, but I think the addition of Yordan Alvarez is just being right in the middle of that order. I've not seen anybody with that kind of eye-hand coordination who just does not miss any pitch that's close. I mean, we're talking about Barry Bonds level, where you throw him like one good pitch per game, and he's going to take it out of the ballpark. So, I'm curious to see if he can sustain this. I mean, next year will be extremely interesting when they kind of adjust to him. But if there's anything in that strike zone, you can see his eyes light up, and he just fires it out of the ballpark. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and yet I'm not sure if the Yankees are totally healthy with Stanton back and Judge and Torres and LeMahieu and Voit and Didi and Sanchez. I'm not sure that it's the best lineup that the Astros would be the best lineup on the field.
I think that they're pretty even lineups. I'm not sure that Stanton coming back with just a handful of games left in the regular season and expecting him to have his timing down against the best pitchers in baseball in October is a sound way to go. It usually does not work. So I have been saying all season that the worst thing that the Yankees can do is like get Giancarlo Stanton healthy and put him back in the middle of that order. But I could obviously be proven wrong on that. I think that if it's the Astros and the Yankees and the ALCS, I think that the Astros are going to win it. The Astros have to get past the first round. And, you know, with all the expectations and with everything that's seemingly going well for these guys, it's just like I remember turning to Brian McTaggart during one of the games after John Smoltz had said that this top three in the rotation is better than Smoltz, Glavine, and Maddox. And I turned to McTaggart and I said, this better work, because, like, everybody is expecting this team to be the team that wins the World Series. And I think that if they get past the first round, then they're going to win it. But that first round is not going to be so
not
easy.
Sure. Not sure they want the A's, if you want to know the truth. But, I'm not sure right now.
Not sure the A's want the Astros. That's how.
No, they don't.
No, right. Nobody wants the Astros.
Here's your
nobody.
Answer. Connor Looker from Hot Stove Stats says, if we go by players with 502 or more plate appearances, Astros have... only have four players who qualify the most ever with the with that qualifiers of 53 Dodgers who had five. If we go by 300 plate appearances, and yes, the 219 Astros at the moment have the most ever. Lowering to 300 puts the 1894 Phillies in there with five also. So obviously, the two guys who are 300, one was a rookie who moved up who's a full-timer in Yordan, and one was injured two different times in Carlos Correa. So they're both full-time members of the lineup. So to me... that counts, and they'll both be there in the post. Well, fingers crossed, they'll both be there in the postseason.
God willing.
So this is this is absolutely historic.
We got to go, Allison. Great talking to you. Stay sassy.
Yeah. Hey. Thanks. I'll talk to you in 3 years.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again. We'll call you again in about 4 or 5 years.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Right, we'll Bye. Scrunchy. Right here on ESPN 97.5.
I'll tell you about Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. You want to talk about? We talked about petty. They're never petty over there. They just say, I'm sorry that this is going on with the vehicle you have now. Why don't you come purchase? Because a lot of people, I made the decision, and me and my wife both made the decision, hey, let's get out of this vehicle that we are in the middle of purchasing because it's just time. We don't like the way the vehicle's performing. It has issues. We want to bring it in. We got great top dollar for our trade-in value at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC out in Angleton. And then we found the Chevy Traverse with an unbelievable price on a lease that we were looking for. And that's the thing with them. They have different deals and different specials and different programs that change all the time. Go to LanceZCars.com and see for yourself. Whether it's purchase, whether it's lease, whether it's pickup truck, SUV, crossover vehicle, or even one of the awesome Buick sedans, they have you covered out at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They do it for less, and their customer service is off the charts. Year after year, they win the Customer Service Index Award for best service. Make sure that you put them in a rotation for a new vehicle at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC in Angleton. Craig DeSurf will hook you up. Go to LanceZCars.com.
Hey, time to talk about, hey, Galveston needs our help, okay? So by next Friday, hopefully it'll dry out. And we can play some golf because that's what we're going to do next Friday, September 27th at Moody Gardens Golf Course. Come, you know what? Just make plans to do this because you want to help out Galveston. Spend the weekend there. Put some money into the economy. Dudes got beat up last night. So this is the golf tournament, Moody Gardens Golf Course. It's the Island Dirty Birdie Charity Classic. Elmina Shriners and the Ronald McDonald House of Galveston all going to benefit. Go to dirtybirdie.easyevent.com. That's easy, the letters E and Z, event.com. It's a tournament like you're not going to play in too often. It's crazy. There's going to be drinks of flowing, great food. A lot of the champion Rockets players and coaches are going to be there. Breakfast, lunch, everything, dinner, all at dirtybirdie.easyevent.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The Rice Owls battle the Baylor Bears Saturday, September 21st at 6 p.m. in Rice Stadium. Presented by Houston Methodist. Don't miss out on this primetime Power 5 college football game deep in the heart of Houston. Get your tickets now for Texas Celebration Day and put your Texas pride on display. Call or text 713-348-OWLS. That's 713-348-6957 or visit riceowls.com/tickets to secure your tickets today.
Apparently, we had a weather blast at the end of Allison's interview.
Yeah, I guess National Weather Service stuff because it's getting scary out there.
And it's loud.
So if you missed it, missed that last part, it'll be up on Podcast Arena.
It's not like she said anything. But Jackie went after Allison.
About what?
Because he's sassy and she's sassy.
Do you think it's a cat fight?
It was a bit of a cat fight.
A one-sided one, because Allison demean herself like that.
Would kick her ass. There's no question. Allison would kick her ass. 713-780.
Jackie's a guy.
Oh, what?
Yep.
There's no guy's name. That's.
Yep, he is.
I thought it was short for Jacqueline.
No. It's Jackie.
Jacquay. I thought it was Jacquay.
He don't look like a Jacquay.
No. Not so much. Not so much. Is this? I can't believe this is true. I'm trying to search on Clickhole. Clint sent this in to us. I have no reason to believe it's not true, though, because it sounds like something that would happen. It says, coolest job ever. This awesome digital media company hired Post Malone to entertain laid-off employees with amazing music while they cleared out their desks. Oh, it's from January 29th. Then he also has this one from September 18th. I guess this just happened. After firing hundreds of staff, the WeWork CEO held a somber all-hands meeting explaining why it was a necessary move, but then trays of tequila were handed out, and DMC, that would be Daryl McDaniel, 100 G's annual, from Run DMC burst into the room and performed It's Tricky.
Excuse me. How much do you think it cost to hire Post Malone? Because if you're firing
I'm thinking $50,000.
Well, you know how much you saved on firing all those people?
Maybe more than $50,000.
I'm assuming, I know it doesn't balance out, but if I'm like one of those people, hey, that's my salary. Yeah. Just give
maybe
that to
me. Maybe we could still be working here.
Is that ever okay that anyone thinks, this company's super cool because they hired Post Malone to sing while they cleared out their desk? I would be like, somebody better come get Post Malone right now. I'm not joking around. Like, I would try to fight
Shut
Post Malone.
Up,
if I had bills Malone. To pay and Post Malone's sitting here and he's not even auto-tuned, and I'm just like, what? Why do we have Post Malone here when y'all are firing us? Post Malone is not doing this for free. There's no chance. Just like, and then you got, guys, we're getting rid of all of you. It's Tricky Doo Rock and Roll. Like, what? Why is Daryl McDaniel coming in here?
Is this a song you want to hear while you're clearing out your desk?
Hey, listen. I know. Hey, guys, gather around. You hear it? And all of a sudden, he walks from behind one of the cubicles. Post Malone! Ah! Everyone's going crazy. Now, listen, you're all fired. But listen, Post is going to keep bumping. Okay? We got, and people are passing out boxes. Here's some new boxes. Get all your stuff off your desks. But while you do it, shout out my man Post Malone for coming down here. Reduced fee of $75,000 to come do this for you guys because he loves you. $75,000.
There's no chance he did it for
probably $100.
Probably more. Probably way more.
He would have had to been in the city to do it for $100.
You know what Drake cost to come here one night?
You know how I know? Because a private school had him come.
Yes. Yeah. $1.4 million.
You're killing all the privilege arguments with this kind of nonsense.
Excuse me. Yeah. How much did you hire Post Malone for? $200K. That's three of our salaries.
Hey.
If not more, can't we?
He's doing this right now while we're getting fired.
I can see my salary going into his bank account.
I'm going to be eating Pop-Tarts, and you're paying him $200,000? Really?
And I got to listen to this song over and over again? He probably just does the same song over and over.
Yeah. Oh, he probably did one song and left. I mean, and then Run DMC came out.
I can't believe that this is an actual article. This is an actual article. Coolest job ever. This got to be the coolest workplace ever. Anyone would be lucky to work there. As dozens of people packed up their things after being laid off from their job at a New York-based digital media company earlier this morning. They got the surprise of a lifetime when pop superstar Post Malone appeared in their office kitchen to perform his hit songs live as they put their belongings into cardboard boxes. The awesome millionaires who owned the company went out of their way to turn a boring day of mass layoffs. Okay, this has got to be
BS.
Into a once-in-a-lifetime musical experience that none of their lucky former employees will ever forget. Toying with the livelihoods of hundreds of employees to appease the whims of a hyper-wealthy board of directors has never looked so trendy. Okay. Thank you.
Well, it's written with sarcasm, but the actual event.
No, it actually happened, apparently.
Yeah.
Just think how cool it would be to hear Post Malone spitting his awesome verses as you frantically transfer files. From your work email to your personal email before your work account gets permanently shut down. this amazing media conglomerate, even had Post Malone close out his 15-minute concert by posing for pictures with the people who had managed to pack up their desks quickly enough to have a few spare moments before a security guard escorted them off the premises. The executives
this
running this
bull.
Company know how to...
This is a lot. This story got to be bull. No.
No, it happened.
No, it can't have happened.
Maybe not all the extras this guy's doing, but there are Wall Street Journal articles about this company doing stuff like this.
Is it real?
I mean, at least the tequila one
they
is
said
real.
The WeWork is, I know that's a Wall Street Journal. That's the one that for sure DMC from Run DMC was singing It's Tricky, and they were doing tequila shots as they got fired.
Yeah. 713-780-3776.
I have more respect for that one. Listen, at least throw some alcohol in the mix.
Yeah. Well, everything goes better. Did they have Coors Light?
God, they had tequila.
This would be a great place for a Coors Light commercial. Instead, you can have tequila out on your patio.
You can, and I've done it before with Texas Custom Patios. I had my last shot of the Clase Azul. I hit that out on my patio, and I'm going to be hitting a lot more stuff out on the patio with the weather beginning to change. We're going to be out there. I'm out there when it rains. I love being out there. I love the sound of rain, just not maybe this much and maybe not that hard, but I'm going to be out there and enjoying myself on the patio. You can too, not on my patio, but on your own patio. Have Texas Custom Patios come out and give you the entire spiel. They will show you exactly what it's going to cost, exactly what it's going to look like, the exact time frame. And if you call right now, you can have it by early spring. It's not a problem at all. You need to make sure that your call is no later and that you get started no later than October with the process if you want to have it ready by the spring. And having that, you know, having that patio ready right now is going to be amazing, and you're going to love it for the entire duration that you're in your home. It truly makes a house a home. You get dollar-for-dollar value back, and they can do anything out on that patio to turn it into the most unbelievable space in your whole home. Make sure you go to Texas Custom Patios to check out their entire process and also to see some of the before and after work they've done. TexasCustomPatios.com.
Hey, time to talk about Nick's Place, and I'm going to tell you what. You're not going to find tuna pokey pizza or whatever the hell Lance had on a pizza at Nick's Place. What you're going to find is great pizza with like pepperoni, Italian sausage, hamburger. Yeah, you can get some anchovies if you want. That's on you. Listen, if you're looking for great food and you want all your sports, you got. Of course, you're watching all your games there, and he's got every single game. If you're a college football fan and the place won't show your game, this Nick will find your game for you, promise. Oh, hockey's back. The only place I know of that has the hockey NHL package is Nick's Place. So you're a hockey fan, you go to Nick's and watch. You're a soccer fan. Those people go in there on Saturday mornings. I don't know why, but they do. You're looking for soccer, you go to Nick's Place. I'm telling you, he has got every sport, every time, all the UFC fights, everything, every boxing, everything. He's got it at Nick's Place. 2713 Rocky Ridge, between Fondren and Gessner, just off Westheimer. You're looking for the best sports bar in town, it's Nick's Place.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Apparently, Clickhole is a satire site, so there was no Post Malone. God, this story would have been great. I get so upset.
I told you that wasn't real. Apparently,
the one Run DMC one, that one apparently is real.
Apparently, Dez, watching the company that fired Bob during Harvey donate his salary to the Harvey Fund on TV was fun. Yeah. When they presented Owen the check, I had some words considering it was only two of them in that layoff round. That sucks.
Well, that does suck. Like, we're going to have to lay you off. Wait, we found exactly this much money. To give to hurricane relief. Like, I'm all for giving a hurricane relief, but, you know,
yeah,
people are also got to make a living, so.
Yeah.
No.
Lance, you like hearing the sound of rain off the umbrella your butler's holding for you? Yeah.
It's just a patio. It's got a cover on it. I don't. What do y'all not know about? Do y'all not know what a definition of a patio is?
You eat fancy pizza. Maybe that's why.
Easy high rise.
Okay.
slow down in Sparity Club or whatever.
Look, I'm the only one with any firm ground to stand on as John far as that, these wears, jokes are concerned.
John literally wears mink coats to games behind the home plate. Like, can somebody take my mink from me?
I don't wear
like somebody
a
the
mink
Ollie
coat.
Frazier back in the 70s.
I was wearing a t-shirt last night. Right.
But how expensive was that t-shirt?
It's a t-shirt.
What type of t-shirt?
It was Supreme. Did you see he had a Supreme shirt on?
It was Bape.
I don't know what kind it is. I'm coming to drink on your patio with Post Malone so he can sing to you while you pack up your things because I'm kicking you out of your house. Huh? What the hell?
In reference to that fake article.
Adrian, what? I don't know what the hell that means. 713-780-3776.
What would be the best way you could get fired? Like, is there any way... It's not going to be
It's not going
good.
To be comfortable.
It's not going to be comfortable. It's not going to be good. Is there anything
I think
like
parting
a buffet
words,
spread?
I think parting words are most important. You want to take something away from it. Like when you get fired, you want to hear from your boss, hey, maybe you'll learn from this.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, that's just me.
What happened to you?
Oh, sorry.
Maybe you'll learn.
Maybe you'll
learn. Can you tell us what you learned?
What did you learn, Del?
What did you learn? We're constantly evolving as people, right? We constantly grow and learn. What did you learn, Del?
I learned that competency means less than, hey, you're not a guy I hired. Let me hire some other guy I hired, even though he doesn't know what he's doing. I learned
that happens in football all the time.
That happened.
That happens in basketball, football, baseball. Hey, you're one of our, I'm bringing in my own staff.
What if there was sex involved while you were getting fired? Would that be good?
Depends on who's the sex with.
That's an interesting, I hadn't thought about that.
Like if the parting thing was sex? Like as a parting gift?
What if I want to have sex with you, but I can't because we work together.
With the person who fired you?
No, I'm firing you so I can have sex with you.
Yeah, I'm firing you so I can have sex.
Oh, well, that's like a, yeah, that's like some kind of movie.
Yeah.
That's not real life.
Well, it could be. I'm sure it's happened. We can't have sex together while you work here, so I got to fire you.
Well, that better be a sugar mama.
Yeah.
They better be getting, yeah, and sex with you, that ain't paying the bills. Are we getting married?
Well,
and you're going to take care of me? Because then, okay, now we keep having sex. Well, what about my rent and my car my insurance?
But you do get this. You may not have all that.
I can go get that somewhere else. What about these things?
With all this money, I can get that.
Just go get another job. I like this one. I wanted this one.
What if it was a job you didn't like Dell's?
But who? No, I can't. Nope. I was going to go, but who am I going to? Nope.
Let's see.
Nope.
Let's go through the office.
No.
There's probably not a great way that you can get fired. I mean, they would have to great.
We're not going through the office.
We're going through the office. We don't need to get you fired that fast. A Houston sports talk host sexually harassed people from his microphone.
He made a list.
Made a list of people,
he would have sex with on his way out.
You get fired.
Deadspin.
He named names.
Do you think that's... That would be inappropriate?
If I, in the next 5 minutes, start, hey, you know what? Getting fired here would be okay as long as I got to have sex with this person, this person, this person. Yes, I think it would be inappropriate, John.
Not sure. All right. Well, good. Good thing we have a filter here.
Thank God.
Thank God there's a filter. So here, this Jalen Ramsey thing is getting stupid. So they're saying, wait a minute. Can Jalen Ramsey play tonight? And then play for whoever's team he gets traded to on Sunday?
No, that'd be a free paycheck.
Yeah.
Whoever got him.
By the way, the answer is no.
Yeah, because he would have to play for free for them. And do you
or
think Jalen
get an extra paycheck?
No, you can't get an extra paycheck. Your contract is a lot. Yeah, it's already your contract. Do you think Jalen's trying to play for free? Any games for free?
No. He's not going to play any games.
And it can't be. There's got to be a provision against it. From a health standpoint, it's not good.
Yeah,
Thursday
no.
Thursday to Sunday.
No. With 2 days rest?
It would be free. It would be on 2 days rest.
So the point was made, Jaguars, don't play him.
Jaguars say they're playing him.
They're playing him.
Doug Marrone says he's playing him.
He's playing him, and what if he gets hurt?
Unless he gets traded.
Now, what if he gets hurt? Jags, you lose your first-round pick.
Good point.
Not if he gets hurt, you just screwed yourself. It's not. I don't think it's worth a first round pick to play him for one game. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't play him if I'm stepping in if I'm the GM and saying, "Nah, Doug, we're not playing him. We got to make sure that he's healthy. It's certain this game against the Titans is not worth a first round pick. Absolutely not, because apparently it's the Chiefs, the Eagles, and the Seahawks now that are in on him, and we'll see who could you. They could all use him. Who would he want to go? I'd want to go to the Chiefs, I guess. Best shot at getting to the Super Bowl is the Chiefs. I guess it's the best shot to get into the Super Bowl. I don't know. I think I'd rather be in the NFC, wouldn't you? Much easier to get to the Super Bowl out of the NFC.
Really? Is it?
Well, you got to go through the Chiefs in New England in the AFC.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I still want to see the Chiefs defense. I still want to see. I mean, congratulations on the Raiders. That's neat. And who do they beat in Week 1?
The Jags.
I mean, congrats on those two teams' offenses. But
well, I was just thinking about this morning. Look at who the Cowboys have beaten.
Yeah, they've beaten really nobody. Yeah,
I know. They look really good, except they played no one.
Yeah.
Now it'll continue on Sunday.
And yeah, Miami. Good Lord, how about your schedule? As compared to the Browns, you see what the Browns have got ahead of them?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Well, you knew it was going to be harder.
Yeah. I mean, does anybody have it easier? New England. It's just, holy cow. Talk about, I mean, Pittsburgh is bad, you know. Pittsburgh is not a good football team.
No, Pittsburgh's not a good football team.
It's not a good football team. And they've got two against the Jets, two against Miami.
I think they can pull off 7 wins this year. Well, no, not without Ben, they can't. They just can't.
Wait and see.
Mason Rudolph's not going to pull that off.
You watch.
Number one, they don't have enough. Just don't have enough playmakers. They just didn't watch for Ben, and they're not going to for Mason Randolph or whatever.
Mason, you to put some respect on him.
Boy, look at this: Rams, Ravens, Niners, Seahawks, Patriots. The next 5 for Cleveland. Odell's fixing to wild.
He's going to be pissed.
Yep.
He's going to be pissed.
You're going to be pissed
after this stretch.
Oh, and by the way, they've lost Njoku for multiple weeks. He broke his wrist on that hit.
Yeah.
So they lose a win.
Where Baker just ran him into trouble?
Yeah.
I guess so Baker's not getting crowned into the, we're not putting him in the Hall of Fame so far.
Hey, he looked good on Monday.
Hmm.
Or he didn't, I guess. That was, well, was he under 50% overall?
Year 2 is much tougher than year 1. That's just how it goes. I mean, you have to learn different things. Deshaun, it wasn't as easy for Deshaun last year. It doesn't look like it's as easy for Baker.
Well, look at, but again.
Now, year 2 for the Sugar Land Skeeters could be going the same as last year when they won a championship.
Well, they're defending champs, that's for sure.
They're the defending champs.
And back, they're home right now. Final homestand of the season. Tonight is Bark in the Park. Bring your furry friends to Constellation Field and meet Kovu, the Bat Dog. It's also Thirsty Thursday, $2 beers and sodas. You buried the lead here, Skeeters. You buried the lead. It's $2 beers and sodas. Skeeters playoffs are Tuesday and Wednesday. Tickets are on sale now. Only $10 for field box seats, $19 all-you-can-eat tickets. You're not eating all-you-can-eat tickets. You're eating food. Post-game fireworks show after the Tuesday game. Go to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get your tickets now. Skeeters games, great way to entertain clients, different groups like churches, little league teams, schools, whatever it is. Constellation Field is awesome, awesome, awesome. It is a great park. They got buffets, party suites, and gourmet food. SugarlandSkeeters.com. Get on out to the ballpark. Playoffs next week. SugarlandSkeeters.com.